Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. The 40-year-old Fairgrove resident, Chad Morrison, was arraigned December 8th in Tuscola County's 71B District Court following a domestic violence incident late December 7th in Guilford Township. Michigan State Police from the Cairo Post responded around 11 p.m. to reports of a physical assault involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female and threatened her with a gun. The victim escaped the home and called 911. When troopers arrived, Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiations, he surrendered without further incident. A consent search recovered multiple firearms and ammunition. Morrison resisted arrest while being handcuffed and was taken into custody. He faces 15 charges, including 3 counts of discharging a firearm in or at a building, 1 count of carrying a dangerous weapon with unlawful intent, felonious assault, interfering with electronic communications, 5 felony firearm counts, 3 counts of assaulting, resisting, obstructing, and police officer assault and domestic violence. Morrison remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail. His next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd at 1 p.m. Anyone experiencing domestic violence can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-855-864-2374 or 855-VOICES and the number 4 for confidential help. A judge has found 32-year-old William Channer mentally competent to stand trial in a fatal shooting of Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch. Authorities say Channer entered his former workplace, Trims Unlimited, in Elmont last month and shot the 30-year-old Welch, who later died at a hospital. Channer was arrested after police chased through southern Lapeer County that ended in gunfire, leaving him hospitalized for several weeks. Prosecutors have charged him with first-degree murder, multiple weapons offenses, and fleeing police. 2 Lapeer County deputies involved in the shooting were cleared of wrongdoing. A preliminary exam is the next step in the case. And Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man charged with assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk, appeared in person Thursday for the first time in Utah County Court since the September 10th shooting. This was the first face-to-face appearance after previously participating in hearings via video. During the hearing before the 4th District Judge Tony Graff, lawyers debated media access and courtroom restrictions, including disputes over whether news outlets violated a court order by photographing Robinson in restraints. Judge Graff stopped proceedings briefly to address those concerns, but ultimately allowed cameras to remain, saying removing them entirely would be disproportionate for the matters at hand. Under the earlier order, Robinson may wear civilian clothes during pretrial hearings to uphold his presumption of innocence, but must wear the least restrictive restraints possible due to the serious nature of the charges. Robinson faces multiple charges, including aggravated murder, after authorities say he fatally shot Kirk during a Turning Point USA event at Utah Valley University in Orem. Prosecutors have indicated they will seek the death penalty if he's convicted. The hearing also touched on closed proceedings and motions filed by media organizations seeking greater involvement in decisions about what court information and recordings may be released. A future hearing on media access is scheduled later in December. When we come back from this More Motor sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, with more Motors and Carroll. Right now and for a limited time, it's the Stellantis Wrap Up the Year sales event. And there's thousands of dollars in savings across Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram that you don't want to miss at More Motors and Carroll. Looking to get into a new Ram, Bighorn, 4x4? Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and make this holiday season the season of getting. With up to $12,000 off sticker on 25 Ram Bighorn 4x4s, or take up to $9,750 off 2025 Grand Cherokee, plus no payments for 90 days. And that's not all, folks. There's also lease deal bonus cash on select 25 model year Jeeps. If you've been on the fence about trading in your vehicle, there's never been a better time than during the Wrap Up the Year sales event at More Motors and Carroll. Why shop More Motors and Carroll? Because unlike city dealers, we care about your experience after the sale. We're neighbors serving neighbors, and reputation still means something here in the Thumb. At More Motors and Carroll, we take pride in serving our community and providing award-winning customer service to everyone who comes into our showroom. So what are you waiting for? Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll for over 60 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, federal investigators are examining a massive explosion in a California neighborhood that destroyed multiple homes and injured at least six people, as early damage assessments and eyewitness accounts suggest a significant blast force, prompting probes into possible gas infrastructure failures or other ignition sources that could have broader safety implications. In our international news, in the United Kingdom, the Ministry of Defense has announced plans to unify all intelligence units under a single command. A structural overhaul, officials say, is designed to streamline coordination and improve readiness at a time when senior ministers warn that the shadow of war is drawing closer to Europe's borders. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Carroll, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.